The smell of latkes frying on the stove. A glowing Chanukiah lights up the windowsill. Hanukkah is a brilliant, radiant holiday. A time when we celebrate the great victory of our past, of our history. And all of our celebrations, in all of our holidays, our celebrations of the past serve as a guide for our future. Our traditions, symbols, and rituals mark our past and they pave our future. Chanukah and the lighting of the menorah is no different. Tomorrow night, on the first night, we begin with one candle, and each additional night will add another candle. Every night of Chanukah, the light grows and grows. And our candles, they represent the oil that was found in the desecrated temple by the Maccabees. But unlike our candles, the recovered oil did not increase every night. While the oil miraculously lasted longer than expected, each day the supply of oil did diminish. In our modern celebration, we increase the number of candles. Yet this is not the way that best reflects the miracle of the oil. Wouldn't our ritual more closely parallel the story of the holiday if we began with 8 candles and then each night we removed one? On the last night of Chanukah, we would be left with 1 candle representing the very last drops of the oil. While this is not the way we celebrate the holiday, great rabbis debated this very issue. One school of thought maintained that the light should mirror the oil, diminishing each day. The prevailing argument argued that we should increase the number of candles each day in order to increase the holiness as the holiday progresses. Ma'alin b'kodesh ve'ein yoredin. We increase holiness. We do not subtract from it. It is anticlimactic to start with 8 candles, maximum light, and then allow the light of the holiday to slowly fade away, ending with only 1 candle. Our candle lighting is not consistent with the oil of the Maccabees, but it is consistent with the miracle performed by God for the Maccabees. For each day the oil lasted, the miracle, it became greater and greater, and the recognition of God grew. Similarly, in the middle of winter, by lighting the Chanukiah, we symbolically bring the light of God into the world. And while the Maccabees only needed to light the oil once for it to last 8 days, according to our celebration, each day we begin anew, lighting new candles, lighting more candles. It requires more work from us to bring the light of God into the world. The ritual of Chanukah calls out to us. It reminds us of the victory of the Maccabees, and it challenges us to take action to bring the light of God into the world. Each night, as we light every candle with intention, let the spark ignite our passion for justice. There are dark places in our world, places in which the light of God is smothered by hatred, places in which the beauty of creation is lost. It's lost in ceaseless violence and despair. Darfur is one of these places. For the past 2 years, the Darfur region of the Sudan has witnessed a horrendous genocide. In Darfur, militia groups known as the Janjaweed were given license and support by the Sudanese government to rid the country of those considered disloyal, mostly ethnic Africans. 2 bloody years later, over 180,000 people have been murdered. Over 180,000 people. And over 2 million people have been driven from their homes and packed into refugee camps. We have not remained silent during this tragedy. Government officials have spoken out. Organizations have been formed. Money has been raised. And aid workers have been sent out. Locally, Rabbi Harold Schulweis led the formation of the Jewish World Watch, a group of Jewish organizations, including Sinai Temple, that works to combat the situation in Darfur. And 1 year ago, on Shabbat Chanukah, I first addressed Darfur with our community. Here we are again, 1 year later, once again ready to celebrate our holiday of lights, Chag Orim, but there is still no light in Darfur. The African Union now has 6,000 troops stationed in the area. But for a region the size of Texas, it is not nearly enough. Janjaweed murderers just wait until no African Union troops are present, and that's when they strike against defenseless villages and the refugee camps. And furthermore, the mission of these troops is just to monitor. They have limited power to protect civilians under attack. Just this past Monday, the Janjaweed struck again, ravaging the village of Abu Saroj. 20 people were murdered, and the rest of the villagers were forced to flee as their homes, as the entire village was burnt. This is an all too familiar story in the past 2 years. As I mentioned, over 2 million people have lost their homes because of the Janjaweed. Forced into refugee camps, they still remain vulnerable to attacks. Rape or murder? That is the choice for the residents of the Kalma refugee camp. You see, because someone needs to leave the camp to plant vegetables. Now, if men go out and encounter the Janjaweed, they will be murdered. If the women go out to plant and they encounter the Janjaweed, they will be raped. But they won't be murdered. Forced to choose between rape and murder, villagers reason that rape is less risky. So the women go out, and repeatedly they are raped. Throughout Darfur, thousands of women have been raped by the Janjaweed in the past 2 years. While the residents of Darfur continue to be victimized, America is not silent. Yet there is more to be done. The pauses between cries of protest are too audible. There are more newspaper articles to be written, more phone calls to be made, more dollars to be raised, more petitions to be signed, and more pressure to be applied to our elected officials. As a Jewish community, the chorus of our voices must fill that pause with shouts of indignation. Certainly, we must take care of other Jews. For if we as Jews, if we don't take care of one another, nobody else will. We've learned that lesson from history. And we must recognize that it is because we are Jews, because of our responsibility, as so clearly articulated by the prophet Isaiah, to serve as a light unto the nations, or Lagoyim, that we must act. We must act on behalf of all those in harm's way, all those still vulnerable to murder, rape, and attack. We must act on behalf of the victims of Darfur. Lighting the Chanukah, it accomplishes more than just commemorating the past. It inspires a way for us to shape our future. A future filled with action. A future filled with light. The most powerful light is the light of God. And like the Chanukah, the light of God only fills the darkness when we set it ablaze with our actions. In just a moment, cards will be passed around. I want you to take a card. Each one of you, take a card. Let's make a difference. Learn the different ways that you can make a difference. Let's bring light to the darkness of Darfur. Chag Orim Sameach, a happy festival of light to each and every one of you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.